You're listening to KNKX. Coming up is a story from our show, Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer.
It's Sound Effect from 88.5. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and our theme today is Can't Let Go. Last year, I picked up a futuristic sci-fi book written in 1965. I kind of figured it would be like a lot of those mid-century visions of the future, heavy on the flying cars and meals and a pill and all that dated stuff. But I discovered that Dune, the novel by Frank Herbert, feels as immediate and relevant today as any contemporary sci-fi story. That book has stuck with me. And it's also stuck with a guy from Tacoma named Eric Hanberg. In fact, it's been on his mind since he was a kid when he discovered that he and Herbert share a hometown. And Eric was sort of shocked there was nothing in town honoring Herbert, a guy he thought should be a favorite son of Tacoma. But as 88.5's Will James tells us, that could be about to change.
If you go to Point Defiance in Tacoma and look east across the water, you'll see a sliver of earth jutting out into Puget Sound. This finger of land wasn't always here. I'll let Eric Hanberg explain.
A copper smelter was here in Ruston, right here on the hillside, and it had a byproduct that I believe is arsenic-based in some way. It's a poisonous byproduct.
That toxic slag spilled out to form a whole peninsula of black, glassy material.
It really did look like a moonscape. It was just unforgiving. You wouldn't want to walk through it. You'd, you know, worry about twisting your ankle or something like that.
This place is off-limits to the public at the moment, but Eric happens to be an elected parks commissioner here in Tacoma, so some staff escort us out there.
We're down on the unnamed future park on the peninsula, on the breakwater.
This peninsula is not quite a moonscape anymore, but it is still kind of otherworldly. Machines roam around piles of earth and boulders. They're working to transform this place into a grassy public park by next year.
So there's people building, I've called it terraforming, that might be a little too lofty of a word, but constructing these mounds that people can lay on and look out at the water.
That toxic slag is still here, deep beneath our feet. Roger Stanton is the project administrator.
Where we're standing today is about 15 feet higher than the adjacent ground, which is about 10 feet higher than where the peninsula used to be.
For Eric, this is about more than a new park. It could be the culmination of an idea that started forming when he was a kid. If he gets his way, this park's name will stand as a monument to Frank Herbert, one of the most acclaimed science fiction writers of all time, who spent long stretches of his life in Tacoma. Herbert's claim to fame is the 1965 novel Dune. Eric first read it when he was in middle school.
I got to the end of it, and there's the little bio of Frank Herbert, and it says Frank Herbert, you know, is from Tacoma, Washington. To me, the idea that he was from Tacoma was kind of, you know, this you know, like mind-blown situation. Like, I was growing up in suburbia, and I didn't know that people came from here who did things like that.
The more you learn about Frank Herbert, the stranger it is that nothing in Tacoma, not so much as a street, is named after him. After all, Dune is one of the best-selling sci-fi books in history.
Know then that it is the year 10,191.
The novel spawned more than a dozen sequels and prequels. You may be familiar with the movie. It's by the director David Lynch, and critics deemed it to be a little much. The score is by the 80s rock band Toto. But Dune is a serious novel. Herbert said he wrote it so that even people who aren't science fiction fans could get into it and get something out of it. It's all about a planet called Arrakis, also known as Dune.
A desolate, dry planet with vast deserts.
Where there's a war between imperial houses and giant worms that swim through the sand.
Gods, what a monster.
Put your right hand in the box.
And witches.
What's in the box?
Hey.
And Sting, the rock star. He's a bad guy. And in this universe, the most precious commodity is a drug that's mined from the desert.
The spice extends life. The spice expands consciousness.
Herbert said a novel should be about more than one thing. And Dune is about a lot of things, religion and leadership, also the ravages of industry and humanity's attempts to master its environment.
Frank Herbert took the genre of science fiction and is one of those first authors to like totally build a new world just from scratch.
Eric Hanberg, in addition to being a parks commissioner, has written some sci-fi books himself. And he says Dune elevated the entire genre from pulp to something grander, something more like literature.
It's really hard to write an environmentalist literary novel. It just sounds like you're preaching at someone, but embedded in Dune in a way that Frank Herbert did, and it can really resonate with people.
And that environmental element, that's where Tacoma bleeds into Dune. When Herbert was growing up in and around Tacoma, he explored Puget Sound in a cedar rowboat. He got to know members of the Salish Native American tribes. Once he swam across the Tacoma Narrows, to him, this place was idyllic. Then, as a grown-up in the 1950s, he lived by the water in Tacoma, and he'd look across and see this towering smelter on the horizon. The same smelter that created the peninsula of toxic slag where we're standing. That image of the smelter pouring smog into the sky, it left an impression on him.
Seeing his hometown, you know, being polluted so badly inspired the environmental message of Dune.
Eric has spent the past few years on something like a publicity campaign, writing and talking about Herbert's connections to Tacoma. At first, people had no idea what he was talking about, but that's starting to change.
When Lincoln High School celebrated their 100th anniversary, he was one of their 100 graduates that they recognized as, you know, with distinction. Some local bars have done some like Frank Herbert birthday parties.
Herbert died more than 30 years ago. Today, plains and valleys on one of Saturn's moons are named after planets from his universe. And soon, 11 acres in Tacoma could be named after him too. Commissioners on Tacoma's Metro Parks Board will ultimately choose the name out of suggestions made by the public. There are any number of ways they could honor Herbert, but Eric has strong feelings about the right way to do it.
In my mind, I really want to see it be Frank Herbert Park, because it's more than just the story of Dune. It's more than just naming it, you know, Arrakis Park or something like that. Like, it is about Frank Herbert. It is about his connection to Tacoma. It's about the environmentalism of him as well. It's not just Dune. It's much bigger. It's about the person.
This year, Metro Park staff asked residents to help name the new park. Out of about 500 recommendations, 300 were related to Frank Herbert and Dune.